Oshta Sunalei. Good morning in Cherokee and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. One day a friend of mine and I were in serious agape mode chatting up all the personal work we'd been doing on ourselves. We were just bragging it up and down, right and left about how spiritually connected we were in our physical world. After which my friend went through this inventory of all the things she had done to clear a path for her future. She said, "Now where's my stuff?" We nearly fell out of our chairs in tearful and hysterical laughter because we instantly knew that her statement was all about receiving personal gain and not really at all about progressing her spirit. I guess she had to be there to appreciate the cackling. Further, her statement was big enough that it applied to both of us. The first law of thermodynamics states, energy can be changed from one form to another, but it cannot be created nor destroyed. The total amount of energy and matter in the universe remains constant, merely changing from one form to another. In relationship practice, you cannot love and dislike or hate in the same breath. It's impossible. When you are disliking or hating or having that aggravating energy, it's not love. When you're angry, you are not loving. When you're aggravated, you are not loving. It just isn't. Dance around the topic all you want, make any excuse you want, but it's not love. You can say, "Oh, my children know I love them," when you're yelling at them. Well, no, they don't, because when you're not in a state of love, it's not love. The negative feeling that you're reflecting is what it is. And one thing it is not is love. So therefore, no two opposing energies can hold the same space. It merely changes from one form to another. Now, in career practice, several years ago when I decided to close my practice and pursue the life that I have right now, I was writing for 4 St. Louis area publications and a couple of out-of-town magazines. I remember sitting in my office contemplating the reality of what I saw in my head. It was so real that I felt this overwhelming need to just let go and let God. I knew that in order for me to bring my writing to the audience of my dream, I would have to let go of the other writing opportunities, simply because I was afraid. I don't believe I had to let go of these opportunities in order to be successful, but I do believe I had to let go of them simply because I was afraid. That was the sole reason why I had to let go. The soul is deep and my bone was being scratched. Simply because I was attached, worried, afraid, fearful, and mistrusting, I had to let go. One of my personal mottos is, I don't use fear to hold me back, I use it to drive me forward. If I had not been attached, then it wouldn't have been such a big deal to let go. The attachment would keep me from having what I truly desired. If I wasn't attached, I would have let go just because I didn't want to do it anymore. Attachments will teach you faster than anything, folks. My heart was into the dream in my head, and God only knows what was in my heart because He put the desire there. That's what I was created to do. And naturally, I had to remember, no two opposing energies can hold the same space. It merely changes from one form to another. In financial practice, there is no better story to tell about financial letting go than that of the man who travels to a far land and called his servants together to give them his possessions to look after according to their own ability. He gives 5 talents to one man, 2 talents to another, and 1 talent to the other. When the master returned, he settled accounts with the servants. The 2 men who received the 5 and 2 talents doubled their master's money. The man who received 1 talent was afraid, so he hid the talent and brought it back to his master. The master was not at all impressed, so he took the talent from the fearful man and gave it to the men who had doubled his money. The rich man didn't take from the poor man, not as we think in today's society. That doesn't happen. This unfaithful servant gave it up, and he will probably keep giving it up simply because he's afraid until he learns how to be faithful in matters of money. Now turn this parable toward yourself and what's going on in your neck of the woods. Make this about you. When you receive money, does it feel as though it's being taken from you? Or are you going to just own it and say, "That's the way I've been spending my money"? It's easy to witness fear just by watching other people spend their money. Actually, the heck with watching others, watch yourself. There is a thought, an attitude, and an application that we choose to stand in when handling money. Shift your attitude and application with money, and you may find yourself saying, "It's a miracle." Once again, no two opposing energies can hold the same space. It merely changes from one form to another. When you hear the term energy shift, folks, it is literally the first law of thermodynamics. You cannot create nor destroy energy. No way, no how, can't do it. But what you can do is shift the energy from one form to another. You can shift your energy with love, you can shift your energy with your skills, and you can shift your energy with money. And the burning question, so where's my stuff? At the time my friend posed the question, we fell out laughing hysterically. Who knows where our stuff was then, but the energy sure has shifted now. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Deinada Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.